Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a fantasy ring night, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the point of total darkness, and the light's divine, divine. As who can let its shadows stretch?
That's Dan Fogelberg, the late, great Dan Fogelberg, bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Paul Angles is our guest, our good friend, great Brentos member, author of The Angles Report. It's all about online marketing, and he's a digital marketing expert extraordinaire. Paul, thanks again for being here. You're telling us about, you're helping us understand some of the dynamics of advertising, especially online, but especially on Facebook.
Well, you know, we were just talking about kids' sports off air.
Right.
And my daughter plays soccer. There are tons of soccer-related groups in Facebook. If I were advertising to the parents of nine-year-olds, and we can almost get that finally targeted nine-year-old soccer players, I could do that on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And
let's break this down. So let's...
Yeah.
And pick something else. Pick another business, another industry, and say, okay, this is what I have to sell. How would I go find a community, or should I already be involved? If I'm selling sports clothing or sports shoes or things like that, I should have already been in those communities, shouldn't I?
Well, you know, you can be. I mean, you don't necessarily have to be part of the
community. I can advertise without being part of the community?
Right. With Facebook, you can pick all kinds of targeting criteria.
But I mean, will the community accept that? If I'm not contributing to the community, will they accept my advertising?
Yes. I mean, it's not their choice, but would the advertising work? Clearly, the more you're involved in the community, the better it's going to work because
right.
you'll understand them better. But the odds are, if you're selling into a community, you're involved in it already. So,
mm-hmm.
but you just may not even be thinking about it.
Right. So keep going.
So next time you're on Facebook, notice the ads that you're seeing. Those ads are all targeted to you
right.
by whatever community you're in. So I may not be in the same community as you, but so I will see completely different ads on my Facebook.
But if I don't know the person, and you're not talking about ads that follow me around, right? Like sometimes you're talking about
that's a different technology. They do that too.
Yeah, yeah. But in other words, these are ads that aren't creepy, right? Because they don't follow you around.
Right, right. They're ads that are relevant to things that you might be interested in already. So
what do you tell Facebook? How do you talk to Facebook about getting them to place you in the right place?
So they have a whole advertising system. It's a little bit clunky sometimes because it does so many different things. But they'll give you a series of choices. What do you want to do? Do you want to invite people to a store? Do you want to host an online event? Do you want to gather leads for an email campaign?
Mm-hmm.
So they give you all these choices of ways to advertise to their audience, and they walk you through the process. And it's
because some people will respond to an ad on a Facebook page. Some people will respond to an email blast.
Right.
Email marketing, right? Is that what you're saying? And it's probably
right.
not either or. It's probably both and, isn't it?
Yeah, you never know in advance what someone's going to respond to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good idea to test different messages. It's a good idea to test different audiences.
Does Facebook make that easy for you?
I'm sorry?
Does Facebook make it easy for you to test those? Does Facebook make it easy for you to test the ideas?
You know, they do have some testing. I don't find it as easy to use as Google in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they're really good. So I like a lot of the stuff that they do. The reporting is very interesting. You can So if you can send out an ad, they'll tell you, are men responding to it or women responding to it?
Huh.
Are older people or younger people?
Right.
So these are all really useful things that help you understand.
We could never do before. In the old 20th century Madison Avenue, it was virtually impossible. You could not do it real time except for the response, except unless you got response rates. You could get something right back with response rates. Obviously, you run an ad in the morning paper or on the radio in the morning, and somebody comes in that afternoon, then you know you got a response. But that's pretty much it, right? As far as their activity,
right?
Other than buying from you, you didn't know what was going on.
Well, you know, the agencies and marketing companies had these huge research departments,
right?
All trying to figure out what was working and what wasn't working.
But oftentimes, most of the time, way after the fact.
Yeah, and they didn't really know.
Mm-hmm.
They're guessing.
Yeah.
And they're doing the best they can, but
right.
the tools we have now are so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So
how much should I budget for Facebook? I got about a minute. Last one.
You know, start small. Start small. And
how small? $50? $100? $500?
You know, you start with $100.
Okay.
If you think that that's bringing a return, then
how much is an ad going to cost me?
You can do like $5 a day, $10 a day. I think $10 a day is the minimum.
Yeah.
So for $100, you could advertise for a week in a very, very narrow zip
mm-hmm.
geography. You know, just
mm-hmm.
with zip codes or within a mile of your store.
Target that.
Yeah, it's that good.
Angles.com? Is that anglesinc.com? What is it?
Angles-inc.
-inc.com. Okay. Can we come back? Can we compare Google to Facebook?
Absolutely.
We're going to do that, folks. We're going to bring Google into the conversation. Get a couple of the 1,200-pound gorillas on the table and discuss them and compare and contrast. Right back with Paul Angles. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I woke up in a Soho doorway, a policeman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.